The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
In case you missed the news, the Astros have announced they've placed Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve.
Are those important guys?
Yeah, those three. Yeah, Martin Maldonado. And one of these things is not like the other. Robel Garcia on the injured list for unspecified reasons, which I think we can
I think we can probably maybe not specify, but we can make a guess.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Somebody says they all hugged AJ Hinch Monday.
That's true. Oh, no. But you think they did it on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe he did.
Aaron Donald did beat up a dude. Well, allegedly.
Okay, there's certain guys that I would not pick a fight with. Like, I wouldn't pick a fight with Derek Lewis. Pretty sure I wouldn't pick a fight with Aaron Donald. I'm pretty sure Aaron Donald would crush my spine.
Yeah, like, I've got, like, experience fighting, and I wouldn't fight Aaron Donald. No way.
All he'd have to do is tackle you, and
yes,
he would break you in half.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Twitter is at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours? Been a fun couple hours. It'll eventually be on podcastarena.com. All kinds of fight talk. Just following up on Shannon Elizabeth, born in Houston to a father of Lebanese Syrian origin.
She's one of yours.
She's one of my people.
How come she got so hot compared to you?
You know, it happens. But she also, she was married from 2002 to 2005 to Joseph Reitman. Not a handsome man.
How old was he?
He's 52 now, but I think she's,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know how old she is now. She's got to be pushing 40.
47.
Okay, so yeah. But also was a poker pro for a while and a pretty good one. And
could you beat her at poker?
You know, I never got a chance to.
Do you feel like if you could trade your poker knowledge and skill for hers right now, would you do it?
No.
Would you trade with Annie Duke?
No.
Is there any woman you'd trade with?
20 years ago, yes, I would have. Vanessa Selps, I would.
Okay.
She's pretty damn good. 20 years ago, I would have traded with Annie Duke, but you know she hasn't done anything in years.
Yeah, curious.
Listen, I like my game. I like where it is right now. I'm looking forward to getting back out there. And
would you
what
trade with
do.
Dan Harrington right now?
No, not at this stage. No,
because you think he's got a feeble old man mind.
I got deeper than he did in that senior tournament.
Yeah.
But there's still guys. I mean, there's still some old guys that I'd take Johnny Chan right now.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely, even at his age.
I'm sorry, John. I forgot. I should tell him. So, Arizona University has hired a basketball coach.
Okay.
He is a white man. His name is Tommy Lloyd, and he has been the associate head coach at Gonzaga for the last 20 years.
It's probably a good.
He's been working under Mark Few. He's been his top assistant and his best recruiter. He has specialized in bringing international players to Gonzaga, including Rui Hachimura, Kelly Olynyk, Domantas Sabonis, Killian Tilly, Roni Turioff, Joel Ayayi, amongst others.
Rockets corner piece Kelly
Olynyk. Yes. Yeah. So he's had a ton of job offers in the past and hasn't taken them. There are people who feel like maybe Arizona hiring him is a race driven thing, because they passed up on, they interviewed, by the way, and passed up on multiple black coaches with ties to Arizona. including Pacific head coach Damon Stoudemire, who
didn't Texas hire a white guy and pass on him a former Texas?
Yes.
Just checking.
Arizona assistant Jason Terry interviewed for the job, and Lakers assistant Miles Simon interviewed for the job. White Arizona alum Josh Pastner also interviewed for the job, and they ended up hiring Lloyd. I don't know that. I mean, this is a guy who is the top assistant at the program that won the most games this season and has, you know, won the most in the last 10 years. It doesn't, and in this coaching cycle, over half the jobs have gone to black coaches. Like, this doesn't feel like this is race driven to me. So when there's not a story, I just hate it when there's not a race angle there and they try to make it one.
Well, that's everything now. I mean, let's be honest. It's remember Steve Nash and the Nets. It had to be racism. This has to be racism. Maybe the guy's a damn good coach.
Yeah.
And a year from now, if they're winning, guess what? We won't even be talking about it.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what this guy can do.
So,
but it's a great hire for them.
Well, I mean, that's a nice pedigree. You never know if it's going to work out, but it sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Man, I can't get the, okay. Larry Brown Sports graded the college basketball hires. See what grades you would give them.
Okay.
Chris Beard at Texas.
A+.
A+ is what they give him. I agree completely. Hubert Davis, since we're on the French thing, Hubert.
B+.
They gave him a B.
Okay.
Shaka Smart to Marquette.
A-.
Porter Moser to Oklahoma.
A-.
A- is what they gave him. You're pretty good at this game. Mike Woodson, Indiana.
C-.
C+. Get me right there. And Craig Smith, Utah.
A.
A is what they gave him. Did you read that story?
No.
Okay. So you and Shane McNichol.
We feel very similar.
Pretty much are in the same boat.
Except he likes Woodson a little more than I do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Especially for that job. I mean, I guess the Indiana job's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
But it's still when someone gets hired to coach basketball in Indiana and you're like, oh, really? That's your choice? Oh, okay.
I don't know if Shane McNichol is any relation to Rachel.
It's her son.
Okay. She's that old now?
I don't know.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So head out to Madison's on Dallin and Beaumont this Friday, April 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. for a Miller Coors Roadshow. Join us at this local favorite for great food and bar options like burgers, steaks, fish tacos, and, of course, Miller Coors specials all day. So come by and see us at Madison's on Dallin this Friday from 1 to 7 p.m. I guess we should probably get into a little bit of this Deshaun stuff next segment.
All right.
And I have more details on something I'm very excited about, the potential collaboration between the XFL and CFL.
Yep.
There have been some...
Not just a collaboration, the potential merger.
Well, that's where I think they're heading. But there's a big step that has to happen first, and I think this is one of the directions that we'll talk about when we come back. But and everybody's trying to fight over Shannon Elizabeth now. If you want to move to South Africa, you know,
go for it, man.
I mean, but I kind of feel like I might have a shot. I mean, yeah, she's way hotter than me, but if she's 47 and married that ugly dude,
yeah,
I got a shot, man.
You're in the game.
Yeah. Plus, you know, we got poker in common. We got the whole Syrian Lebanese thing in common.
I got a feeling she would put the brakes on you pretty quick.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If she did, they'd be squeaking, and she'd need to call New Brakes. And the cool thing about New Brakes is they would go to her, and they'll come to your home. They'll come to your office if you're working now and you're back in the office and you want to get your brakes fixed. Why take time out of your day to go to a dealer or go to a shop when you can just get online, go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, mention ESPN, get 10% off your service, and have them come to you. and do the work while you do whatever you want. You can work, or you can watch TV in your underwear. You can do whatever you want to do. My new brakes will come and fix the brakes for you. And they've got certified, experienced brake technicians. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. Brakes is what they do, and it's all they do. And the Blitzers are always telling me about their experience. Super nice and quick. Quick and very reasonable. And had them out to repair my mom's car a few weeks back. Couldn't be better, guys. That's what you get with New Brakes. NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN. Get 10% off your service. NewBrakes.com.
She's up and waiting for more. And I know he's only looking to score.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 49 says Reitman, Shannon, Elizabeth X is with Annie Duke now. Dude, that guy can pull. It's pretty amazing. He must have some kind of game.
Guess so.
And then somebody mentioned her best win was heads up against Barry Greenstein. I do remember she won like a $55,000 tournament before the main event where she won 55 grand and had some cashes. So she played pretty well. All right. So a couple things. First off, and there may not be a CFL this season either, because
I'm guessing likely there won't be.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything's looking towards 2022. And I think the first step that they were looking at was a potential championship game between the XFL champ and the CFL champ and an all-star game. And that's kind of the first step towards a full-on merger, which I think in the end is what's going to wind up happening. I just think it makes too much sense. I think the XFL could use the CFL and the CFL could use the XFL, especially after 2 years of not playing. So I'm still excited about it. Obviously we're looking at 2022, but I think it's going to wind up happening. And the fact that they're having these discussions now, I also think it just doesn't bode well for their CFL season this year. Because I mean, right now, as we open things back up and things are going okay, they're still 2 months away from even. And the CDC is saying don't travel to Canada because they've got every strain up there now. And it's just, it's very strange how it happened because they were on lockdown more than we were.
Yep.
So I don't know. But that was, I just think that'll be cool. Now, as for the Deshaun thing, which, you know, not much to get into other than the names are on the lawsuits now, which is what, you know, which is what was decided Friday. And I think if you follow this stuff, you knew all along that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And you knew all along that Rusty was going to go and try to get this done so that his hope, I think, and by proxy Deshaun's, was that 5 or 6 or 7 of these might drop out. And then it would be easier to settle the others. Well, only one dropped out. And there's one that hasn't been filed yet, so at most it's 2. So I think this is a huge, huge setback for Deshaun because now you still got 20 women out there. And it's going to be hard to get every one of those to disprove every one of them. I mean, 20? Mm. I mean, if you're him, you were hoping you were going to get it down to like 12 or 10 even. Because some of those you'd be able to discredit and some of them you settle and then you move on. And see, from a Texans perspective, you kind of hope he just goes and settles and gets this thing done so you can trade his ass. But I don't think, you know, at this stage, it seems like the group that's really getting screwed here are the Easterbys.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything with him. And until you get some kind of clarity in this thing. And I mean, and then what do? Do you take pennies on the dollar?
You don't want to,
and then
obviously.
And then he gets cleared, and you wind up looking stupid.
I mean, listen, for one, you can't worry, like, the Texans can no longer worry about what people, like, looking stupid. The Texans are stupid.
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, that's just, it's a known fact now.
Not nice.
And worrying about how they're perceived by other people cannot even cross their mind because everyone already thinks they're stupid. So that can't be a concern. That said,
stupid people aren't going to say, "I don't want to look stupid." I mean, that's
no, I agree.
That's the thing. They're not going to, they don't know they're stupid, AJ.
But I don't know that anyone would call them stupid for moving on from Deshaun right now, even if he does end up getting cleared.
Yeah, I'm hanging on to his ass until he's either cleared or he's not, because what do you lose?
You lose nothing. He sits there and makes no money because he's going to be suspended.
But, yeah, I think I hang on to him. If he gets cleared, I trade his ass immediately to the first team that will overpay.
Yep. And
Houston media great. If I heard Payne on 610 correctly, he was saying a second rounder for Deshaun. No, you're not taking a second rounder.
Nope.
Because, frankly, a second rounder is... it's almost useless right now, especially for this team. So you're either going to wind up cutting him for nothing, or
I would take a first rounder for him right now, though.
I would, but
and it doesn't have to be like a high first. Like if it was pick 24, I don't know who's got it. You call me.
I'm gonna gamble here. I'm gonna hang on to him, and if I wind up getting nothing, well, there's a good chance that that happens.
There is,
and I don't think anybody's going to give you a one for him. Maybe the Patriots will gamble because they do. And if they do, then you just got swindled, because if the Patriots gamble, they're going to be right. The only time they're not was when the guy was murdering people. So I'm hanging on to him. Again, it doesn't matter what I say because they don't listen to me. If they listened to me, they wouldn't be in this mess. But I'm hanging on to him. I'm waiting until this gets done. If he gets a 6-game suspension next year, fine. He doesn't want to play for me, great, sit out. I'll trade you at the end of the year. And now you don't have that stench on you, and I should be able to get two number ones for you. That would be my plan.
That's not a bad plan.
So.
John Rothstein just tweeted out some college basketball news.
Yeah.
Fabian White is returning to Houston and will use his additional year of eligibility.
I saw that earlier and meant to get to it and just didn't.
That's good news. Good news for the Cougs, for Cougs House.
Yeah, yeah, and I said picked up Edwards today too, so things look good, and I'm excited for next season, and I'm glad he's sticking around. He was never quite 100% when he came back, but he was pretty good. Hey, is there any way we could get those guys to quit talking so loud that I can hear them through my headphones? I mean, it's a little distracting when you're trying to do a show and you're hearing people talking very loud outside, but. Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be another year removed from that injury. He's a good player.
Yep.
So, and I think he'll get better, because almost all these guys get better each year under Kelvin. So, and see, there's not all bad news around here. I mean, I know everybody wants to be doom and gloom because, yeah, the quarterback basically started getting liquid on his stomach and taking off towels, and Texans aren't going to get anything for him. And Jack Easterby still snaking around over on Kirby. And the Astros just lost half their roster to the Rona. And the Rockets are not even worth talking about. We didn't even have Rockets in the fights we were talking about. That tells you how.
Well, we had a couple. I brought up Christian Wood.
You brought up Christian Wood. That was it, though. Nobody else did. Nobody cares.
No, that's true.
And nobody brought up Kelly Olynyk. And
the thought of Kelly Olynyk fighting is maybe the most laughable thing we've talked about today. He's Canadian, first of all.
Oh, jeez.
He's not going to fight.
So, yeah, you got some good news for UH today. Two good newses. So, let's look at the positives. Let's try to find some positives today. It's Wednesday, which means, weekend's a day closer. And that's all I got right now. Help me out here, dude. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting there like, oh, I got no positives. Aaron, anybody?
You're a day closer to going and hanging out with the Beaumont crowd on Friday.
That's true.
Yeah.
We will be in Beaumont Friday with the Beaumaniacs.
Yeah, Madison's. So there's that. I got nothing else.
That's all.
Yeah, I tried.
That was nice.
Yeah.
While it lasted.
Yeah, like three things is all. Well, in the sports scene, there's just nothing. And... Yeah, obviously, these Astros guys are not going to be out forever, so this is probably the time of the season to do it. On the other hand, you know, and they managed to avoid all this last year, right? I mean, I don't think we had any Astros. We had like one or two guys. Like, I think, was it Urquidy who got it before the season?
Yep. But I don't know if there were any during the season.
Yeah.
If there were, it wasn't a key player because I don't remember it.
No.
Somebody asked. I guess right now we technically don't 100% know that they've got the Rona. Like, it could just be that they had contact. And then they've got to go through a certain amount of testing protocol stuff. Which, by the way, once you hit 85% of your team vaccinated, all that stuff loosens up quite a bit. My guess is teams around the league are going to look at the Astros and what's happening right now and say, all right, chop chop, let's get this thing done. Which I would think players would want to anyway, because like right now the Tigers, you know, they've got players and coaches. AJ Hinch still lives here. Who you would think, AJ Hinch, oh, he lives here in Houston, I'm going to spend the night at home. Oh, no, you're not, AJ Hinch. You're going to spend the night in the hotel until your team's 85% vaccinated. That's the rules, Bubba. So you'd think all these teams would be in a rush to go ahead and get done so they can go out to dinner and not have to eat meals in their hotel room. So this, though, if I'm an owner or a manager or whatever, this lights a fire under my ass to say, hey, we got to get this vaccination thing done so we can stop having, A, stop freaking out. Like, because once you hit that 85%, I think another rule is if you have contact, you're not automatically out. You're only out if you show symptoms once you're at 85%. So there's a lot of things that change. I don't know what the Astros timeline is, but if I were the Astros, I'd say we need to get this speeded up.
Well, the Astros aren't the first team that's had this problem. I mean,
no.
Nationals, Mets was started delayed at the beginning of the start of the season. The Cubs, I think, now have an onslaught of just more and more guys keep getting popped. So
yep.
I think it's going to take at least two or three more teams before other upper brass for other teams are going, okay, hold on. Just go do it. Get it over with.
Yeah.
On Twitter, Lamont said, when all this is said and done, I pictured Deshaun Watson writing out checks like Navin Johnson in The Jerk for those glasses. Yeah, that's going to be what it is. $100,000! Yep. And once all that's done, then the NFL probably... I don't know how long the NFL is going to suspend him, but if he just writes the checks and they agree to not talk to the NFL, it's probably 6 games. But we'll see. I mean, the NFL can do whatever the hell it wants.
Yep.
And it's a long way from being over. Nothing would make me happier than to come in tomorrow and see Deshaun Watson traded to the Jets, and they still got a decent package for him, even maybe a conditional pick next year or something like that. That would make me the happiest dude in the world. But that and Shannon Elizabeth coming in, you know, showing up and showing her breasts like she did in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that would do it more, but I would keep my towel on. I'm just saying.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Carbach. That's one thing I'll take my towel off for. Carbach, baby. Guys, you want some delicious beers? Carbach is the place to go. And I recommend going out to the restaurant now that they're open. Obviously they're still following some protocol, but they are open for business and 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, brunch on Sundays. So go on, check it out. But they've got, not only do they have fantastic food, but they've got great beers there, all their mainstays, as well as some beers that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Either they're out of production, like some old Fun Series beers or BBH or something like that you just can't find on the shelves. Or you can taste the KR&D series, which is all new stuff that they're working on, that they're developing and trying to figure out what you, the people, are going to love, because that's what it's all about. So go check them out. And guys, I'm telling you, the ranch water is legit. They've got 4 different flavors. They're all delicious. Go check them out. That's Carbach Brewing. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you're out and about, grab yourself some Carbach.
Mama, first we gonna rock, then we gonna fold, then we let it pop, don't let it go. What? X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya, X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One of my favorite things from last week when they were defending Deshaun in court, one of Harden's associates was saying that, his mother raised him to be much more respectful to women than this. But you know what? I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer's mom raised him not to eat people.
I don't think Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were all that attentive, to be honest.
They were not.
I mean, from the documentaries I've seen and interviews, like, sometimes the way you're raised does make you do things.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Okay, then. His mom raised him not to do it, so it must not have happened. Mom raised me not to smoke weed. Guess what?
Did she? I'm pretty sure I was almost born into that.
You know what? That's probably a lie now that I think about it. So, I don't know. I'm so ready for something to happen with this, just to be done with it so we can get back to saying whether or not, you know, whether or not they can get anything for this idiot. But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And now you've got players out. You worried about how poorly your Astros have played over the last four games?
No, not really. I mean, that's baseball. You're going to have the ebbs and flows. I'm like you. You know, you got to look at these in bigger chunks than four or five games. But it hadn't been great lately. I'm a little more nervous now that they're losing some. Who knows how long these guys are out for. If they're out for 2 or 3 weeks, that could be damaging.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, we said this before. Their division is not, it's not great. So I don't think anybody's going to, like, run away from the Astros in this thing. But, the Angels look pretty decent. The A's, who started off really, really poorly, are kind of settling back in. The Mariners aren't horrible, but at least so far. But, again, it's so early. You got no idea what any of this means. They've played 11 games or whatever it is.
It's funny though. Every year you're the one who thinks the Mariners are going to be better and I'm the one who thinks the Angels are going to be better, and they both suck.
They're always terrible. But they've both had good starts to the season, at least.
Yeah. Didn't the Mariners start off like 7-1 a couple years ago something, and then never
died on the vine,
never won again.
Yep.
So.
Only 2.5 games separating the first place Angels and the last place Rangers. So it's still very, very early yet, as Fred would tell me.
Yeah, that's why.
Unlike in the NL West, there are 6 games already separating the first place Dodgers and the last place Rockies. You know, if that happens, 2 or 3 more 10-game samples, the season's over for the Rockies, you know?
Yeah, and that's how I always look at it, is 10-game samples, because essentially that's the same as one football game. Oh, I guess I'm going to have to change that now. There's going to be 17 football games.
But well, the Astros, they've 6-5 through 11 games. It started out better, so you'd like to start out, 5-1 or whatever it is. You don't want to go 1-4 to follow that up, but so far that's the way it's gone.
So remember last week I talked about how excited I was that they were opening an Acme here in Houston?
Yes.
Did you see what happened this weekend?
No. I drove by it last week.
Yeah. Apparently they were so overwhelmed, they had to put on Instagram, "The support you've shown us in our first 2 days has been absolutely incredible. To be blunt, you kicked our butt. We are out of food, alcohol, and everything but ice."
Damn.
"So we're going to take today to recoup and make sure we're ready to kick our butts again." So basically, the first 2 days, there were long lines, and the plan was to reopen today. But and the wife was talking about going. I'm like, dude, we're not going the first weekend. That's stupid.
I think that's a good call by your wife.
No, that was my call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good call by you.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we're gonna wait a few weeks and then go during the week. We're not gonna go on a weekend, but yeah, that's pretty amazing that you wind up selling out of everything. All right, 713-780-ESPN. And you know, I'm actually kind of interested in this game now for different reasons. Tigers have two on and nobody out here in the second. I'm just saying. Yeah, if I bet baseball, I'd probably watch more baseball. I think that's, but I feel like that number was value considering the news that broke. So, I have some movie updates for you.
All right.
Were you a fan of the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes?
Movies? Yeah, I like those.
They're filming a third one.
With RDJ?
Yes.
All right.
And I have high hopes for this because I know the second one was kind of forced because the first one was so successful. They went ahead and like nobody was expecting to do it, and then they kind of did it, and it really wasn't as good. But this one everybody's kind of down with, so I'm looking forward to that. And we also have an update from James Gunn on Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Okay.
Which he says is going to be... He says it's going to be fantastic. He says it's too big for one galaxy. Said our designers and visual development geniuses are busy creating new fantastic designs of other worlds and alien beings. I'm not sure the galaxy is big enough for all this magic. This period, one period, is period, huge period. I'm excited.
Huge.
I wonder if they say that about Deshaun.
Probably.
So... somebody asking, Fred, do you recommend the Livingston Casino? I haven't been there. I've driven by it a few times going camping. From what I understand, it's just slot machines, and I'm not a slots guy.
Where is it at?
It's in Livingston. It's on the reservation there.
Okay.
Which, in between, well, it's not in Livingston. It's outside of Livingston. It's sort of between Livingston and Woodville. So, you know, I don't know what the COVID stuff is there now. I don't know what it's like. I know at one point it was pretty bad, but the last two times I went through Livingston, there was kind of like Beaumont. There is no Rona. So
good for them.
Yeah. So I
well, it's like my house too. There's no Rona there.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I honestly don't know about it. I'd love to be able to tell you about it. One of these days I'll probably get over there, but.
My mom just texted and said, even my grandmother, who loves slots and only plays slots,
yeah,
she doesn't like Livingston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she'll go the extra mile.
Yeah, but it's Naskila Gaming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she doesn't mess with that.
Well, and it's...
My granny's serious about that stuff.
It's not that far from where our place is over there and where we're going to have everything set up, but neither is Cushata, and they got poker and horses there. So that's my interest. And I'm told they have a pretty good RV park there as well, so I'm looking forward to that. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says the casino's technically virtual bingo. All the machines are interconnected and people randomly win.
Oh, that's garbage.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the laws allow, although I it's tribal land. I don't know why that would be different here than it is at, say, Coushatta.
Yeah,
maybe somebody can explain that to me. Because I feel like if you have a tribal casino, you can do whatever the hell you want.
You can, but also, like, the tribal casino that's down on the, like, in Eagle Pass.
Yeah.
They don't have table gaming. They've got poker and slots. I guess maybe that's just the easiest stuff to run.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the law is different because, you know, I think if you had table games and poker at that place, it'd be a lot different. I'd be there. So, I don't know, man. Maybe somebody can explain that to me, because I don't know how the state would have anything to do with that. And that is a hit, and that is going to be a run for the Tigers.
It might be two runs for the Tigers, won't it?
Yeah. Why'd you hold him at third? Send him, damn it.
Cowardly.
I do feel bad about rooting against the Astros.
Well, that's why I don't bet baseball. I don't disagree with your take. But also, things could change in a hurry. And who knows? I don't know anything about these guys that replaced the good players on the Astros. They might be good, too.
Well,
I've never heard of them in my life, just like most of the Tigers.
So, okay, so they should be even.
It's a fair matchup, yeah.
Although, I mean, there's only like one guy in the lineup that's, because you got Toro's in the lineup. Fernando, not the Texans Toro.
Although that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he might be as good. I don't know. I mean, so you've got...
Abraham?
Abraham Toro. Not Fernando Toro. Who's Fernando Toro?
That's a made-up person.
There is a Fernando Toro somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere in
the world, certainly.
Yeah. What is their lineup for tonight?
I got it here. It's Straw, Diaz, Brantley, Gurriel, Tucker, Correa, Toro, Dawson.
Yeah, Dawson's the only one that you're like, really?
Ronnie Dawson. Yep.
Is that Andre's kid?
I think it is. And Jason Castro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has to play sometime.
So. I mean, to be honest, though, like the Tigers lineup, it's batting first, hitting 156, Robbie Grossman, batting second, Heimar Candelario, Wilson Ramos, we know as he's done some things.
Yeah, he pretty good yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Nomar Mazara, former Ranger, is batting cleanup.
It's Nomar Garcia Parra's brother.
Nope, they're a different last name. That's how you know they're not brothers.
No, I thought maybe it was like, you know, in Korea where the first name is.
Nope. Okay. Renato Nunez is batting fifth and DHing. Jonathan Scope, former Oriole, batting sixth. A former second baseman now playing first base for the Tigers. Akil Baddoo, who's been like a freak show for them. He's hitting .391 with four homers and 10 batted in.
He just had that RBI double.
Yeah, he's good at sports. He's batting seventh, which I might move him up in the lineup if I were the Tigers. Nico Goodrum batting eighth and batting ninth and playing second base. Harold Castro. Castro.
Jason's.
I don't
brother.
Know. I've never heard of him. So, and his batting average is the same as yours.
Okay.
0.0.
Now throw me out there and let me try it. I bet I can.
You're not hitting McCullers breaker.
No, I'm not hitting anybody's anything. I could hit 0.0002.
You could. I believe in you.
All right, quick break. Got deaths coming up. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Absence I wear heed to the course of
lonely loss. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And before we get to deaths, let's get Tim on real quick because he has an answer to our casino question. What's up, Tim?
Yeah, I just thought you know that I'm an attorney in Lake Charles. Went to U of H, go Cougs. But basically, the Indian casino type thing is, even though they are tribal land, they have to follow state law.
What?
And state regulations. And that's the simple answer. That's why bingo's allowed in Texas and casinos are allowed in Louisiana. That's simple
answer. That's garbage, man.
And so is that why that it's basically a bingo thing that they're doing at Nesquila?
Yes. I mean, it's simple as that, like Cashada, you know, when Louisiana passed casino gambling, Cashada was able to do it, but you have to work with the state and the county, or in this case, the parish over here, and that's a simple question. So Texas technically does not allow casino gambling, but they do allow bingo.
All right.
Well, thank you for explaining that. So now I feel like
we got to get some politicians in here who will just get us gambling. I don't understand it. I mean, I do understand it, but I hate it.
I do, too.
I hate it.
But what are you going to do? Did you want to play that thing?
Oh, yeah, I do want to play that.
Let's do that before we get to that.
Okay, let's... I forget what... it's from, like, Alan Samuels Auto Group or something in Waco. They donated a vehicle to Baylor, and they got it wrapped in national championship stuff. And the
like new, a big old Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, yeah. And the news station there was interviewing the guy that runs the dealership, and he had a slip of the tongue.
Corvette, because of the supply and demand, so we rustled up this Jeep Wrangler. We lifted it up, wheels and tires, put a nice little wrap on it so Coach Scott can enjoy it and go use it to recruit, pull some people out of the hood.
Not wise, guys.
Pull some people out of the hood? Is that what you meant to say, sir? I feel like that's not... I'm against political correctness for the most part, but I feel like that one's, you know, may not be good for you.
Nah. All right, let's wrap it up with some deaths. So I'm sure you know this guy, April 11, 2006, Proof.
Yeah,
that's a hype man for Eminem.
Yep.
Shot over a game of billiards at 32.
Yeah, it was like his best friend.
Up there's a hit for the Tigers, and I think it's going to be 3-0. Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right.
Is McCullers pulled already?
No.
No.
He's out there battling.
Why'd they go to commercial in the middle of an inning?
Because they're now doing this, like, anytime there's a meeting at the mound, they'll throw, a 15-second spot and picture-in-picture.
I don't like that.
All right. Let's see. Kurt Vonnegut, Annette Funicello, no. How about...
Funicello.
Yeah, she was like in the Mickey Mouse Club. That's way before everybody's time. Willie Stargell.
Britney Spears was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, well, but that was different. That was like the Mile High Mickey Mouse Club where she hooked up with Mickey.
Oh.
Let's see. That's not good. That's no good. No good. No good. Hank Steinbrenner, 63 in 2020. Margaret Thatcher, 2013, dead at the age of 87. Former British Prime Minister. Would you?
No.
I would. Just to say, I hooked up with a prime minister.
Okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
I slept with Winston Churchill in the 80s.
I slept with Mrs. Churchill. So 1945, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the 32nd U.S. president, dead at 63. He's pretty high up on the best presidents list. All right, let's see. Oh, that's no good. That's no good. That's no good. terrible. Terrible. No. Okay, we got some criminals here. William Meagher Tweed, known as Boss Tweed, American politician and corrupt New York fraudster, dies at 55 in 1878. I would say that's
a decent run for that time,
especially
for a criminal.
Yeah, who got to prison. Because I'm guessing prisons in 1878, not very sexy.
No.
2021, Bernie Madoff. Made off with everybody's money. Dead in prison at the age of 82.
Not that sad about it.
No. All right, here we go. Here are our best deaths, allegedly. 1973, Pablo Picasso, Spanish painter, dead at 91. One of his greatest works was Pablo Picasso Dies at 91, a self-portrait. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've not seen that.
I think there was a Picasso stolen in that show we were talking about, too.
In the Netflix show.
Yeah, we were talking about that on Twitch. 2014, The Ultimate Warrior, American Hall of Fame professional wrestler, heart attack at 54. Not a good run, although for a wrestler, not a bad run.
Can we go out with the Ultimate Warrior's ring entry music, Aaron?
I was between that and God Save the Queen, since we had two British people die this week.
Hell with time. Them. That Ultimate Warrior when he
and comes, because Fred immediately stands up and starts singing it because he's part Canadian.
When Ultimate Warrior runs to the cage and runs to the ring and starts shaking the ropes, that gets you so damn hype. I mean, you can't beat it. He ended up being a total loon, like out of his mind. But you know that's CTE and steroids and all that stuff.
So,
it does it to you.
So can we like throw dirt on that conversation now so that I can finish the rest of the throw dirt thing? Never mind. DMX, we already talked about 2021.
X not going to give it to you anymore.
1992, probably my all-time favorite comedian, Sam Kinison, died in a car crash at 38. 1980. God, I was not ready for that. You got to tell me to turn my headphones down before you do that. It sounded like Joel just talking basketball.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kinison had he had two lovers that were sisters, Do you remember something about that?
No, I don't remember that.
I think so. I remember him talking to Howard Stern about it. Huh. But one of the more fascinating things about Kinison, I think.
Yeah, and he was a preacher at one point. 1981, Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, dead of a cardiac arrest at 66. He beat Joe Louis's ass. And Sugar Ray Robinson in 1989, 67 years old. All right, three dead porn stars. We'll see if you can clean sweep it.
Let's do it.
2009, Marilyn Chambers, 56 years old.
Oh, she was famous too.
Yeah.
Heart attack?
You know what? Cerebral hemorrhage following an aortic aneurysm, which is attached to the heart. I'm going to give you the point.
Thank you.
2011, Hunter Bryce.
Not Bryce Harper.
30 years old. Hunter Bryce, yeah, 30 years old.
Give me 30 years old?
Yeah.
I'll go murder.
Complications due to alcoholism.
Okay, well,
that's... not really close. Can't give you the point.
All right,
2012, Jordana Black, a.k.a. Tilly Hardy, 26 years old.
I'm going to go suicide.
Fell from a balcony at 26. I'm going to give you the point.
Yes.
Because we don't know if she was pushed or fell or whatever. She just fell, and she's dead. And that will wrap it up. Great job today, Aaron. Great job, AJ. That was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, you magnificent bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.